10:22 here in the nation's capital, DOC, following week one preseason. Finally, one down. Couple more to go. It's a process. I wouldn't eliminate it. If you gave me the right to eliminate it all, I wouldn't do it. It's necessary. Got to get through it. Donna, it's a tough one. You've been doing it for many, many moons. Getting through it, I'll ask you, Skeletos on the ground, what was your, from your vantage point, what'd your gut tell you about this outfit?
It told me that they, a lot of players were hungry to make this team, especially in the running game. Yep. When you get a guy that's undrafted as far as Robert Henry, and then you got Catron Allen that follow right behind him in his footstep, both of them walking around with a touchdown, walk away from this preseason game with a touchdown. Because after I watched the joint practices where the running game wasn't really there for this Commanders team because they didn't run the ball a lot anyway in that joint practice.
Agreed.
But what I walked away with is the starters were out in the backfield, and then two young guys that just are trying to make this team, they made their presence known in a heavy way, because that 22-yard touchdown by Henry was something of beauty. And then Allen in the goal line, what he punches it in from 1 yard out. It's funny because Allen, after the game was over, he was talking about, man, Henry got me going after seeing him. And that 1-2 punch last night was something that you wanted to see from the younger guys, because the running back room is loaded. And going into the game last night, I had four areas that I was really looking at. That running game, how the interior line opened the holes for those guys. And then I was looking for, at the offensive line, of how they operated, being that, you know, Brandon Coleman is over at the other side, and talking to him after the game, he said, look, left guard, I played it before. Guard, I played that. So, you know, him getting that chemistry with Chris Paul and the line over all that center position with Matt, got to talk to him after the game. Mm-hmm. Those were two key areas on that side of the ball. Of course, wide receiver, but I was looking at the running game and more so that offensive line. And then on the defensive side, I was wanting to see the guys that are trying to jar for positions, who's going to step forward. Well, Ricky Barber, he made some noise. He really played well. I was looking at Joseph.
Yeah.
He, you know, because all season, all of training camp, he's really played well up at that line. And he told me, look, not a player that can beat me. He said, every position assignment that I've been given in training camp, I've made an impact there. And you could tell that. And then Quan Martin coming away with that interception, I thought was huge. And the other guys that had picks too. So I was looking at the defensive line on that side also, in the trenches on both sides. And then I was looking at the secondaries of how that. The only thing, Rick, I was really disappointed in is the way that the Dolphins drove down with 7 minutes
opening drive.
In that drive.
Yeah.
Opening drive. That's the only thing. And talking to Leo Chanel and then, you know, Styles, they were saying, we just wanted one more play because you don't want to, you know, leave off the field with that. But as Leo Chanel said, they just have to execute and stop the run.
Yeah, I mean, those are the obvious things. You look for hustle, you're paid to hustle. You look for carrying out your techniques. Are people, and are we just, we're so much more athletic. We have so many more options defensively that can run. But I guess the criticism is going to come by how you deal or dealt with the point of attack. And did we get bullied?
And I don't think that we can walk away saying, hey, the Commanders got bullied. You know, overall, when you look at the whole game and everything. First series, like I said, starters are not in, but still, a lot of the starters were in, you know, on that defensive line, you know, as far as the linebacker position, they were in. And, you know, you had some other guys in the secondaries that jarring for positions still. So you want in that first drive, you're at home. That's the thing. You're at home. You're supposed to set the tone from the beginning of the game that even though the Commanders won 20-7, it's that opening series that you want be the aggressors in there. And I thought that long drive where they mixed it up, you know, and also, and let's just say this, the Dolphins had all of their starters in that series where the Commanders did not. So you got to kind of like look and take what you can from their pieces wise. So that's the reason why I look at certain players about what did they do in that series. Like I said, the Sonny Styles, as far as Leo Chanel's, those guys in there, Quan Martin, and all of those. So you look at pieces of that drive at particular players. Did they hit their assignments? And that, as Leo said, that they have to be better in stopping the run and executing some things. So that's what I'm taking away from that piece is, although they had the starters, did the Commanders execute in what they were supposed to do?
Yeah, and hopefully it doesn't happen again next week.
Look, definitely not. but I did like the fact that they threw a lot of players in there that, because the Commanders are trying to figure out that roster right now. They're, you know, the running back room is loaded with talent all the way across, and it was proven last night with Henry and Allen that, okay, we know that Bill, we know that White, we know that even Jeremy McNichols, but still, beyond that, who's going to be the one that wants to solidify a position? And those guys prove a lot more. And Doc, we need guys, Allen, that bruiser get as far as end zone.
Yep.
Something, you know, Chris Rodriguez was that guy last year, but who can be that guy this year as far as getting in the end zone, punching it in from that 1 yard? And I saw physical running, but I saw the blocking be better in, you know, we didn't have all the starters in, but the guys that were in on the offensive line, I did like some of the blocking that I walked away with in opening the holes because the running game was one focus that that was key to me in watching that. So I did like some of the younger guys that stepped up. The running, the wide receiver room, too. Those guys are jarring for positions also. You had three quarterbacks in there. Marcus, you know, left the game with the injury. Don't know what that is. But Sam and the next guys up, you know, how did they play? So that's what you got to assess also, because beyond Jaden and Marcus, depending on that, what about these other two guys? What they're going to display. So I thought it was some good moments, you know, from what I saw in some of those guys, but they still need to step it up.
The tight end position, we know is going to be really competitive. And you keep hearing things, Yankoff, his name's mentioned. I was trying to focus in on him blocking. He's not shy. Do you see any surprises coming out of that room?
Yeah, I think that all training camp-wise, Yankoff has been the guy that I think that has been catching the ball well. I mean, you know, I'm not going to take away from Chig because I'm not even going to mention him because he's at the top of leaderboard.
Killer.
Yeah, he's at the top of the leaderboard, blocking, catching, whatever. He's a nightmare for the defense. But let's, you know, and John Bates has been out with the injury. So the other guys, Ben Sennett, has he taken that step forward?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that when I look at him still, I think that I'm not seeing enough from Ben Sennett, you know, in this new offense. But Yankoff has been the one to me that has caught the eyes of everybody. Now, the key thing is he's been catching the ball well. I mean, overall, but the blocking thing is the key thing also in that tight end position room is that has his blocking improved? And I think that's an area that he really is working on to improve the blocking part, not just the catching, but he has been key in there this training camp. And of course, you know, even in the game last night, he's a guy to be watching. So, but it's going to come down to who's better blocking too, along with catching the ball beyond Chig.
The center position, what do we know? Do we have any news, any updates on that? And at what point do we cut the rope and say, we got to make some decisions.
Well, you can't cut the rope. I don't think no time soon. I think you're going to have to milk this out until it comes down to almost training camp is over. Because you're trying to bring along Matt. Matt played a lot last night against the Dolphins, and I thought he held his own in there. And I think he needs to get the work. Allegatti, when he gets back now, that's going to be key. He's supposed to come back this week. So that's where you work in the chemistry. Like the backup centers are key, but your main guy has to get some work in there. So I want to see how he comes back. And then how he gels with this offensive line that has shifted a little bit since he left with the injury, that's going to be key. But I think that you can't rush that process. You got to wait to me until the very end, because I'm not seeing enough for that position to make a call to say, oh, this guy in there, because I think that you've got to play it out until it comes down to cut down day in that last preseason game.
Decisions and you got to get your stamina there. Back. When you just come back, he deserves 5-6 practices.
Definitely.
To build up some endurance.
Yeah, and that's what that's the key thing right there is he has been out, and we well know this is the thing that Coach Quinn talked about last night is that running back room. You can tell that they are in tip top shape. So the same thing with the center position. When you've been out for a couple of weeks or so. Even if it was 5 days, you got to come back and get back into gear because you got the Detroit Lions this coming week. So, again, the chemistry between him and Jaden has to be there again because he's been out. So you've been building that anyway. So I think that it's key for him to get all these reps this coming week before that Detroit game and then get a lot of reps also in that Detroit game.
Yeah, Detroit, I love them as an opponent because Caveman and the way they coach and what they believe in that line of scrimmage, and it's like who wins the line of scrimmage usually wins the contest. So
and
I,
then Amik
I,
Robinson I goes back home.
Oh, yeah, I like
to
him.
Detroit.
I like him. I like him.
Yeah. He's really entrenched himself in there, and Jaden told me this week when I – told him that Amik Robinson gave him kudos and that he makes him better. Jason, no. Amik Robinson makes me better because he's always jumping. So if he's jumping, that means that Jaden's got to think about it. And he said that because if you don't, then you're going to have a pick. So, again, these players that the Commanders have bought on is making everybody better. And we got a really good glimpse of this new offensive scheme and the defensive scheme in real action. And as Kane Medrano told me after the game, I said, how does this fit you, this new defense? He said, it fits me even better. He said, because I can operate in so many areas of my game. And you could tell that because Kane Medrano just got back from being out because he didn't start training camp. I saw him a lot last week in training camp and then in the game. He was in there at different points. So that's going to be another area when you look at Kane Medrano, when you look at Jordan McGee, when you look at Tyler Owens, all of those guys, when you look at them across, who's going to be the one who steps forward in that area also? So when I look at competition, it's definitely some competition in some key areas on this team that is going to come down to the wire of who really steps forward and makes this team. And that Detroit game and the Baltimore game to finish off the preseason is going to be key in really looking at this offense and defensive scheme a little bit more because, as Kane said, the thing about and Fabian Moreau told me because, he played under Jones's defense, and he said the thing about this defense is Jones is a great teacher in really getting these guys ready to play and teaching them the key things about how this defense operates. So, we're just getting at the beginning stages of seeing this. And really, these next two games is going to be key in that joint practice along with that last preseason game.
Well, here's something that our fan base has got to take it to heed. Whenever you're based on illusion and the cloak of secrecy. You're not going to know until a real game, because they're not going to do any of this to give Philadelphia a hint or tip as to what they're going to do. So I think I encourage patience from our fan base, because do you want them to blow their cover just to appease you in a practice? I don't. I want them to save everything. I don't care if we lose 50-0 the next couple games in preseason, but I want to be able to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think on both sides with these two new coordinators, they're holding some cards back in the deck. And I think we're going to have to be patient and wait until it's for real.
Hey, Rick, the aces have not been thrown out in the deck. So, again, like you said, you don't want to show your hand in blackjack. Want to wait to see what your opponent is doing. And I think fans have to realize right now is they are really putting in the pieces of each area of this team and seeing who I'm more concerned in looking at how people are playing and who's going to end up making this roster in the end because of the competition at these key positions. That's what I'm looking at in each practice. I'm looking at who steps up a little bit more each day to say, hey, it's going to be me. That's what I'm looking at right now, and also how all this is blending together in the cake mix so that when you put it in the oven, it all it rises well.
I like that. Then we'll go on that part. Appreciate you and what you bring for us. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll kick heels next week.
Hey, Rick, ain't no joy the weekend. We got coach tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. That's a good deal. Thank you. Appreciate
See you
that.
All.
That is Donna Hopkins and Tony McGee Pro Football Plus, the legend old Mac DeSac presents. We just keep it going. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll light it up. You on the line, stay on the line, 1-800-636-1067. And we're taking your calls next. Preseason, they call it. Preparation, baby steps, getting ready for the big one. And for those of you that just came out of a coma, Philadelphia, Dallas, Seattle. If that doesn't get you motivated, then you're a corpse. And so no matter what happens, all I focus on is, are we going to be ready to compete? When that ball goes in the air, it's on. All of this is to get us to get the right people on a team to go take on this challenge. And it, for me, it all starts up front. Can we control the line of scrimmage on both sides? And you don't have to be ready today, but we got to be ready when you get up to South Philly, because that's what they believe. It's all about culture. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The only way you get that 5-12 out your system is to start kicking tail from day one. Bonesy in Southeast, what's up?
My main man, Rick Doc Walker. Shout out to Chris, man. You know, thanks for taking my call. As I told you yesterday, man, I was at the game in Section 104. You know, the people were real excited and hyped up. You know, they started doing the wave, you know what I mean? They kept doing the wave about 3-4 times, you know what I mean? But anyway, like I said, man, we got to look at that guy, right tackle, number 77. You understand? That's a prospect right there. That's a good prospect right there. You understand? I like what I saw. I ain't going to, you know, get on Sonny Styles like Linnell was trying to do and Askew was doing this morning. You know, I ain't going to get on Sonny Styles because of that first series, you know what I mean? I mean, they was, you know, trying to get their feet wet, man, you know what I mean? So I'm looking for them to take that to practice this week and benefit off of it, you know what I mean? I hope it'd be a sour taste in their mouth and make them want to go and practice and come back for the next game, man. You understand? And improve in the areas, man, that they didn't look sharp in on that first series yesterday. You know, that running back room, somebody ain't going to make it, man. You know what I mean? Somebody that probably was here last season, man, is in jeopardy this year.
I hope so.
Because Henry Jr. and that boy, Allen, oh my goodness, man, what? And I wouldn't be panicking about that offensive line. You know what I mean? Because we got some depth, and I wouldn't panic about that defensive line, that front seven, you know what I mean? Because we got some linebackers, man, that's on the roster that didn't get an opportunity to show their skills last season, man. You understand? And they showed it this season. They showed it yesterday. You know, they got some turnovers and stuff, right? And I saw some speed out there, man, too, you know. So, man, look, you know, we'll take it one day at a time, man. You know, thanks for taking my call, man. Love you, Doc, man.
Appreciate peace, you, man. Dog. Yeah, I mean, Mel, we have to report what we see. Not everybody has their finest moments every game, but we have to report what we see. And it's open now for people to make a move to try to earn the right to be on this team. I think that's where everybody's at now. And so whether it's, you know, Ferry, everybody out here now is judged on their film. And I think some guys put some film on there. There's some film that's going to be questioned, but that's this time of the year. If they're not competitive, they shouldn't be there. And we got to figure it out. To me, there's no position more important than quarterback right now, because you're not playing JD. I mean, how much will he play this week? Series? Maybe?
Yeah.
Not sure.
After getting so little play time last year, I'd really like to see him play more. But with this Mariota injury, there's no way they're just going to put him in a lot in the preseason.
Well, yeah, that's what we got to find out. I mean, you mentioned the coach said that we won't get any word on Mariota until tomorrow. That was smart on his part because he put everything, he put a chokehold on it. But we know it's just, well, I don't know this. I assume it's more than a bruise. Because if ice could fix it, they'd have said it. And maybe it needs more.
And they may be doing all those MRIs and all the different scans, yeah, and yeah, who knows.
Yeah, but they'd have known by now. If they wanted to discuss it, they would have known by now. That's my point. And they also don't want to give their opponents the leverage of, if I knew that, let's just say he tore something and I call another club inquiring about the quarterback, I just double the price if I'm the opponent. Because I go, yo, man, I just understand you got a little problem. So now that cost just doubled. So, I mean, it's strategic. And if we were really intelligent, we would just let it go. But we can't do that. You know, we have to pry and see if we can unlock something, uncover something, and see if we can get it done. But it's also an app. If I'm Athens, I'm saying right now, hey, man, could be the moment. You never know when the moment comes. You know, you just got to be ready for it. Like Jordan McGee, I really wanted to get more involved, and I really wanted to ISO on his reps. I've only watched it twice now. I need a little bit more time to go through it, but I saw some things were very encouraging. It is now 1:31 in the nation's capital. We'll take another time out. We come back. We open up the lines again to find out if there are things you like. You know, we hear what we don't like. What did you like? We'll be right back. Welcome back. 1:36 here in the nation's capital. Lions are the next victim. They come up this week. It's a birthday week for a young man that I think we're going to know a whole lot more about, the young man out of Rutgers, Stakella Kamanis, because he has stature. He stood in there, man. I mean, he just looked like John Wayne to me, showing no fear of the rifle man, ball getting the ball out of his hands. I've said this over and over for years, and I say it often because I mean it. We need a hero. It's what this game's all about. Somebody you barely knew yesterday, you'll be buying his jersey tomorrow. That's if he's a baller. And that's what we need right now. We need somebody to step up and be a baller. Let's go out to North Kakalaki. Lee, welcome home.
Good day, Mr. Walker. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Lee.
Man, it's still so,
hey, man, I'm chopping wood, back in man, trying to figure it out.
Yes, sir. It felt so good to be back in that stadium last night, Doc, man. But look at things. I know I'm a, you know, what about my special team sometimes? I mean, we need guests. We got to get a special team, get them kickers right on that field. And as you stated,
you won't win without them.
Yeah, we definitely won't. And we got to play close to the vest. I don't know about my backup quarterback. And, you know, these guys got to get on the field and play. So I hope JD is ready to go. But some things I point out was sad to see last night, as I heard you call and say that this running back field is, man, somebody's going home, man, is going to be disappointed because the running back field is depth. And the wide receiver field is good, too, because I was impressed with Burks last night, the way he played on that field, the time he was on the field. Because if you can't hold that kid back, man, he played ahead of the game. He's a big receiver also.
Yeah.
And number 20, that kid's been on the team for a while. Played a good game also. And the interception, you know, it was right in his hand, but it was a pick. So the defense is doing something right, you know. So I'm excited to see. I'm looking forward to both of those birds on the 27th and the birds on the first week when we go to the South Philly, as you stated. And then we got them shitty Cowboys coming. Got to go to them, too. So the first three games, you know, is just hell, man. It's tough. But we're hey, but next man up, we got to be ready to go. So, hey.
Well, here's the good news. Here's the good news.
Go ahead, sir.
We don't play them this week. We only got to deal with the Lions. And they're step by step. And keep that in perspective, because every week you lace them up, you're lacing up with different teammates. We don't know what it's going to end up being, who's going to be out there. That's why we got to go from the back of the roster to the front. This is where I focus, from the back to the front. There might be some nuggets still there. Somebody might be there that's about to have a breakout. That's all we talk about next week this time. That's why I say we need a hero. We kind of know what we know. Let's figure out something we don't know. Who's the surprise? Who's hungry? Who's, like you talked about, those running backs. Those running backs came in there, I was at 30. I said, oh, my goodness. I always think it'd be Mitch. Whenever I see that 30, I think, could there be the second coming? Could there be somebody as crazy as he is? And it's going to happen eventually. We're going to get another one. Maybe we got one now. That's what I'm hopeful for. I want to be surprised pleasantly by somebody that makes us talk about them. We know what the past is. I need to get into the future because we need a few more players that can perform under pressure. And we'll get there. Appreciate the call. That's important. That is what's important. You got it, brother. See what we got next. The Akiki. Victor, welcome home.
What's up, Doc?
You know what time it is. We're searching for gold. I'm panning for gold. I need some nuggets. Yeah. I need to add some more troops to this outfit. I know what we have. I need the unknown. I need somebody to bust out, break the scouting report, play better in the games than you practice. Show us we don't have to cut you so we can take you to Philadelphia with us.
I agree. So the one person that I saw did that last night, in spite of the defensive line starters not playing, was Ricky Barber. Ricky Barber made it very clear that on film, I'm going to stand out. Uh-huh. When you watch film of the multiple situations that were recorded, that you can see what I did. I'm being putting emphasis on that. And when you watch film of the situations of different down and distances, you can see that I am an impact on the defensive line. And that's important to me because that's going to help us in Philadelphia. All we worry about right now, next is the Lions.
That's right.
But then the overarching part of that is Philadelphia. That's what he wants to get. Now, what I'm disappointed in is that there were not more Ricky Barbers on the defensive line, from the 5-tech to the 6-tech to the 3-tech to the 1-tech. whether it's a two out, whether it's a zero tech, whether it's a four, whether it's a four, you know all the techniques.
Yeah.
I'm giving a little coach speak here, but it is what it is. I didn't see too many Ricky Bobbers. What I said, I just told a good friend of mine, I said, if you take a JV or AYF football film and you put it beside our film on the first drive, you will see simultaneously that there are human beings standing up on the defensive line getting pushed back. And
Preach.
That does not give me an opportunity to see Sonny Styles and Leroy Chanel actually play at the point of attack and fit with their reads to their gaps because the defensive line is in their lap. So you can see Sonny Styles. You can see the look on his face. You can see his body language. I'm pretty sure at least one or two times he said, "What the bleep? Like, come on, y'all, or something," because that shouldn't be happening. So I was disappointed in that, and that makes me say that we're still looking for gold to take with us to Philadelphia. But what I was impressed with is that Quan Martin and the other young man on the defense, they show, once again, I'm going to stand out on film.
Mm-hmm.
When you see me on film and you are ripping into people, you are giving coaching a constructive criticism. When you see me, you're going to say, "Quan, Ricky, way to play here.
Yep.
Way to play over the top.
Yep.
Way to get to the back half of the field. Way to attack the football.
Yep.
Ricky, way to control gap and rip through and make an explosive move in the backfield. Ricky, way to not give up leverage here. Ricky, way to get down the line. Ricky, way to get to the quarterback and get hands off." Those are good things. And that's what I was impressed with, more or less. But at the end of the day, I'm a coach, Doc. So when I come in the locker room, what I'm going to say, because I'm a nice guy. I'm not a mean person. I work with young people. But I'm still going to be real. I'm going to say, listen, I'm going to shake some people's hands. I'm going to shake everybody's hand. And I'm going to say, a lot of you all are college graduates, and you're going to be successful in life. And you may be successful other than the Commanders. Some of you are not going to be successful here. Some of you will no longer be Commanders very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because last night's performance on the defense is not acceptable. And we don't coach. We don't watch film. We don't practice. We don't prepare. We don't work out to put on the field what some of you all did last night in your respective positions. And it's unacceptable. So just be prepared that somebody's going to be coming to you saying, "Ask for your playbook." Because
mm-hmm.
I was not impressed with the first drive, and that told me a lot about what we don't have just yet.
Yeah, well, one thing about it, you see some of 79 was out there flashing, you know, as well. And the question is, will they be rewarded for their play? Or are we carrying over people based on draft status? See, that's the part that will piss me off beyond measure. I don't care where you were selected. I don't care how much money you paid them. I need to know, like you're talking about, if people that have their programs look for number 15, look for number 79, and look and see if they're doing the things you're talking about. And they are, because there's other people out there that weren't doing it. And they're getting uprooted. They're being gutted. Now, the question is, how long will that be tolerated?
Thank you. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. See, I don't give a damn where you were drafted. I'm looking for oofas. I'd rather have that. I'm not judging you based on the selection. I'm not blaming anybody. All I care about is that guys make the team on performance, not reputation. Because we got to be better at the point of attack. Appreciate the call. 146. Love it when our coaches call here. They cut breaking down film. Like Coach Sheehan, 146. Keep it coming, 1-800-636-1067. We're doing like a blackboard session in here now.
Yeah, I was like, I thought I was watching Sonny Styles. He was watching Sonny Styles.
Well, he's looking at, so first of all, that flow is not even supposed to get to Styles if the people in front of Styles do their job. But if we got people up front being gutted, then we got to call a spade a spade. Either play the technique or get the hell off the field. That's what we're talking about. And then we don't care where you're drafted. We just need people that are hungry right now. This is not a political statement about he's a high. I don't give a damn when you got him. That's your problem. What I need to know is that who are you going to put out there to protect these boys on the second level? And the linebackers right now, they're catching too much draft. We'll be right back. Can I believe my eyes? I know it's preseason. I just glanced up at the monitor. The Cleveland Browns 10 and the Chicago Bears nothing.
Don't get too excited.
I know it's preseason. Anytime I can see Cleveland winning, I feel compelled to. I reached out to World Grant, my favorite defensive tackle in the world, and I told him I need him to do a film eval and to make sure that we're fair. And when he does, then I'll pass that along. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's always first of all, I'm happy that you care. You care enough to be involved. This fan base wants to be really good. We don't want to be 4-3, 4-5 win seasons. We love that 12-5. I think it was a jolt. It was kind of like a walk down memory lane. It was good. We felt good about it. Now that we actually look like the old team again, we want to get those numbers. I want to see that uniform back in prime time, back where it belongs. Go out to Bowie. Wayne, thanks for being patient. Welcome to the program.
Good to talk to you, man. I always bring up back in the day Long and Foster. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I followed you, Doc, when you were on George Michaels, and you always say you can't bust a break. Doc, I like a couple of things. Like you say, number 30, you remind me of the running back for Atlanta Falcons. I can't think of his name, but I love that kid, man. And I've seen enough of Sam Hartman last 3 years. If he was on the job and he showed up late all the daggone time, and he takes extra lunch breaks, the guy would have been fired. This guy throws interceptions. He's not consistent. It's like you say, hey, the most important position on any football team is the quarterback, okay? And we got to decide who number 3 is, because we don't know who's going to be hit and out like Tunsil, okay? Nobody saw that coming. So, and we had our share of injuries last year. But yeah. I'm like you, Doc. You use the word that I think we really need and we got. Canines. And another thing I like about this defensive coordinator that I had trouble with the guy last year, he's on the field. He's not in the Sky Dome looking at players or conveying messages. He right there in the action, on the sideline. Doc, I'm out.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know if there's been stats to prove if you're more effective up or down. I think your level of effectiveness is affected by the players on the field. If you got some dogs out there getting the job done, hell, you could be out in the parking lot on remote control and get it done. You got to have players. And I don't know, Linnell, he knows the game, and he was irate. I mean, I've never seen him that angry. And in the D-line, I know, it's hard to say.
That's a statement.
I know. He's angry all the time, but most of that's
he's just a passionate individual.
Well, and that's part of the performance. But he wasn't performing on this. When it comes to defensive linemen, he takes that personal. And I respected the man who's done it, had his hand in the dirt. And he realizes that. So we'll see what happens. Appreciate that call, though. Is that JYD? Long time no hear. JYD,
hey,
man.
Well,
KC.
Well, the season brings me out, because now it's starting to heat up, because it's time to put talk away and show action out on the field.
You're right.
But I like the two running backs last night, Catron and Henry. They gave a good account of themselves. The kid from Rutgers, the quarterback, to me, he played very well. Or whatever, and And so, you know, it on that side of the ball, you know, you found, I think you found some guys that looked like they were hungry and wanted to play. But the defensive line, I just don't understand it. Every year we go through this, Doc.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, I want to make it clear, whatever, and I hope this gets to the park, because you have to, if once you find these guys, don't just put them on the damn shelf. They should be out there playing for you. If Henry and Kayntron can run like that, then put them in games. They mean something. Put them in games that mean something, or whatever.
Now, as far as
the defensive line, you know, like you say, the guys up front, they have to play stout. Your defensive tackles have to keep those linebackers clean so that they can make the plays and clean up. But they're not doing that or whatever. And I also like number 34 or whatever, the defensive guy or whatever, he was playing on special teams and he was making big hits out there on the field. Hamilton Senior, he played like he was hungry or whatever. But we got to keep going. Got to keep plugging.
Yeah, one down. We appreciate the call. Look, it's not happening overnight, but they've just been in camp. This was a rehearsal. They've been practicing. We're not overly demanding. We should expect to see results. It's not like they just showed up for the first day of practice. They've been going through this, and it's a competition. You don't win every play. The opponent gets paid as well. I just want to come out of this thing the right way. Now, scoreboard. Yeah, I'm going to say it matters. It's a game. We're keeping score. I like to win it, and that's good. But how we play in the trenches, that's the bottom line. That's where we are. And I think that the steps up in Detroit, you're going to get a really good test because they approach the game the way we approach the game. It's going to be the offense. Everything's going to be judged by the line of scrimmage. Who captures that line of scrimmage? 158, getting up here in time for us to take another break. Catch you on the other side of the hour, and we'll keep the lines open. Don't be afraid. No feelings get hurt here, but we got to get to the bottom of it. We need resolution. Who do you like? Who do you want to see more of? Let's get it done. We'll be right back. 2 o'clock hour. This is the day after. Game one down in the books. Went through the scrimmage with the Dolphins, not a preseason game. After the evaluation, then we move on to the Detroit Lions. And it's a different breed of animal or a team in the way. Our greatest moment took place in Detroit when this team really hit the nation with what his potential lies in. So they'll always hate your guts. Believe me, it's personal for Detroit. Don't think this is just an ordinary preseason game. You humiliated them, and you took out one of their best teams, and they can never get that back. As a matter of fact, if they don't win this year, they may have lost that window of opportunity may be gone from a team that had championship aspirations. You don't get forever to stay in the spotlight.